Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate that you listen to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and also leave us some feedback. Rate us. Give us a review. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Wayne Tinkle, Oregon State men's basketball coach, be joining us here coming up. 2 at 2 coming up as well. The two most important things going on. Antonio Brown wants out in Pittsburgh. A lot of NFL games going on. Deshaun Watson and the Texans getting ready. Who do you think is dangerous in the NFL playoffs right now? And I look at these playoff matchups coming up this weekend. You've got the Colts and the Texans. I'll take the Texans on Saturday. You've got the Seahawks and Cowboys. I'm going to pick the Seahawks. Even though the Cowboys are at home, even though the Cowboys might be a tick better, more consistent, the Seahawks are dangerous. I give them a puncher's chance in this game. So I'll take the Texans and the Seahawks. You also have on Sunday the Chargers and the Ravens. I love the Chargers in that game, even though the Ravens are at home.
It's tough travel across country. I agree with you on Seattle. Yeah. That's a tough travel to travel all the way across country to play a game. I think it's going to be close.
I'll take the Chargers. I like the quarterback better.
Yeah.
Trust him. How about the Eagles-Bears?
I think the Bears are going to win this game.
Bears win that one.
Yeah, I do.
So tweet at me, at John Canzano BFT. Tell me in the NFC who you like, Seahawks, Cowboys, Eagles, Bears. In the AFC, who do you have as well? Colts, Texans, Chargers, Ravens. I just feel like this is Philip Rivers' time.
Yeah, you're probably right there.
They're the better team. Picking better teams. It's the Texans, it's the Cowboys, it's the Chargers, it's the Bears.
But the Cowboys in the playoffs, I mean, you can't go with them.
The Chargers are only playing in this wild card round because they have the misfortune of being in the same division as the Chiefs. I mean, they're a better team with a better record, better wins.
I agree with you, but it's just hard. They got to travel that clear across country on that you know early game. So, no. But I think the team that you hit it. I've said this for a while. Seattle is the team I wouldn't want to play in that first round, and I think that's a perfect matchup for Seattle.
Seattle's already they beat the Cowboys. They have an opportunity, and I think they match up well. I think the one thing that scares me about the Seahawks going to Dallas is just by the simple fact that it's so fragile. If Russell Wilson gets dinged up, hurt, limited at all, they have no shot. They can't win without him.
Dallas has got a legit defense, too.
And so that's the one thing that I'm looking at. I'm going, look, if I'm the Dallas Cowboys, this game is about getting to Russell Wilson. This game is about making him uncomfortable, getting to him, putting him in a world of hurt. So keep an eye on that. Wayne Tinkle, Oregon State men's basketball coach, joining us. The Civil War matchup with the Oregon Ducks is coming up on Saturday. I think Oregon State has played very well this season. You heard the news earlier today, the Oregon Ducks freshman center. The prevailing thought is that he will not play again this season. He's got a hairline fracture stress fracture in his foot. So that is a disappointment for Oregon fans. But you've got the beginning of Pac-12 play in a very wide open conference and a civil war to start it. Wayne Tinkle joining us. How are you, man?
Doing good. Happy New Year to you, buddy.
Do you have a resolution for the new year?
To be honest, I have not. I thought about cutting down on cursing during practice, but I haven't put much thought into it, to be honest.
It's kind of up to your players, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
I'd like to do this. Can you help me?
If we're getting stops and making shots, there's a lot less of it.
8-4, 5-2 at home. How do you feel?
Feel pretty good. We left a couple out there. The one loss was at the Moda Center. So we feel good at Gill, and we've got to get better. I mean, we're games that we're struggling to shoot the ball, we struggle to win. So, our guys got to step up. We got to get them a little more confident. But feel really good heading into conference play.
I look at the conference in general, and everybody's knocking it, but I think there's an opportunity there, too. It's wide open, isn't it?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, it's wide open. And, folks in the media have been asking me, is there any different mindset you know, knowing that, but we approach every, you know, every year like we're trying to win a championship, and it doesn't matter where we're picked, and we feel like this year we've got as good an opportunity as anybody, and there's some things we certainly have to clean up, but we feel like we have the potential. Now, potential doesn't mean a lot if there's no production, and so we've got to get some guys to start producing a little more consistently, and we'll feel good about our chances.
The when you play Oregon, you know, this is a team that I think has struggled and at different times has played different players because of injuries. How do you scout a team like that?
Well, it's difficult because, you know, you the guys, the assistant coaches start game planning for their scouts, you know, days and weeks in advance, and, you know, rosters can change. But what we know the Beavers have to do doesn't change. You know, but what we have to look at, what they might try to do with different personnel now, does. So we've got to adjust accordingly. But really, the way we defend and take care of the ball and look to attack doesn't change. It's just some of our schemes that we'll do with regards to who they're going to have on the floor. Now, they are missing some pieces, but they still have, even in their absence, have been really good defensively. And that's something we're focused on. No matter who's on the floor, we know that we've got to attack them a certain way and make sure that we're prepared for that.
Wayne Tinkle with us, Oregon State men's basketball coach. When you are in preseason, non-conference play, versus getting into conference play, the rhythm of the season changes. How does that affect a team when you get into rhythm and you now know when the days that you'll be playing and you're in conference play?
Well, you know, the big thing you need to try to draw on is some experience and maturity because, you know, we always say the price of poker goes up now that you're in conference play. And, you know, the mistakes that when you have one or two lead to three, four, and five, they really cost you now. And, you know, being a coach that came from a one-bid conference in the Big Sky, everything was really led towards the tournament, right? And knowing that you had to win your conference tournament, it's different here. But now this year, it almost seems a little bit like whoever can get the momentum going in league and carry it into the tournament is going to have the best chance to go. Now things can change if three or four teams really roll through conference. We start talking about multiple bids. But right now, we're just trying to look what's right in front of us. It's the Oregon Ducks, and if we can get some momentum going, keep it going, we'll feel like we'll have the momentum we need and where we're playing our best basketball. It's going to be unique this year because our league has suffered a lot of losses in the non-conference, but it still is going to make for a very competitive race to the end here in the Pac-12.
When you look across the conference, you know, everybody says, look, Arizona State's got the quality win, but it's been disappointing. You know, I think that's one way to look at it. But another way is, like, you guys have a chance as a team that people view as, hey, they're middle of the pack. You have a chance to win this conference. Do your guys talk about that? Do you set a goal, or do you just handle possession by possession, game by game?
You know, possession by possession, it sounds cliche, but we do say this is a year, guys. Now, we felt like we've let a couple slip away. We can make up for that now in league. You know, we haven't had a ton of success on the road in league. We've been really good at Gill. But we say now, let's learn from those mistakes. And if we can correct those, now we're not going to be looking in March at what could have been but for three or four games. And we'll put ourselves in great position. So we're trying to stay in the present, but knowing that there's nobody on our schedule, and we said this in year two in league that we can't beat, and that was the year, you know, we beat Arizona when they were ranked here. So we feel like we're back in that same position, but we can't let any more slip away because of our lack of focus maybe to some things defensively or not performing on the offensive end. We don't want it to get to where our guys are now playing panic, but we've got enough experience combined with some young guys that have that kind of I don't give a dang attitude. It doesn't matter who we're lining up against. We can go knock them down. And it's kind of nice to have that feeling for a change, to be honest.
You feel like this is a good defensive team?
I do. We've had some really good stretches. Now, we had about three games in a row where it seemed like anything our opponent was throwing up was going in from three. But we spent a lot of time over Christmas break working on some things, having Big G back with his voice in the back of our zone and our man-to-man making our calls really helped in that Central Connecticut game, and we defended a lot more like we were capable of from the three-point line. You look at the stats, and you know, and it's non-league games. We're all playing different teams, but we've climbed up to third, I think, in defensive field goal percentage. And I think as we get a little bit more developed with our depth, we're going to start to be able to create a little more offense, be more aggressive on our D, to create some scores going the other way.
Everybody talks about wanting to play good defense. What's the difference between talking about it and actually pulling it off?
Your habits in practice every day. You can't flip a switch come game time and say, okay, all of a sudden, you know, it's a game time, now we're going to go defend. You've got to make it a focal point, and your guys have to buy into it from a day-to-day basis so that it's, you know, second nature come game time.
Is it an effort thing? Because I always hear people say, look, if defense is an effort thing or rebounding is an effort thing, is that true or just to a certain extent?
I think that's where it starts. It's a great point. You've got to have the heart and you know, some pieces in other places to want to get down and get stops. But there's also some IQ, there's repetition, knowing, you know, read what they're doing, what our responsibility is defensively, especially a team like ourselves that plays both man and zone. There's some smarts, but if you don't have the attitude that I'm going to dominate on this end as much as I can on the other end, you're going to struggle. And when you've got five guys out there, all it takes is one weak link to get you broken down. And you got all five guys working together out there and putting it all on the line. That's when you can create some really good defensive games and schemes for your when you're going into games and you're trying to game plan.
I cover a lot of games, and so when I'm at home, sometimes I don't want to watch games. Are you a basketball junkie, or do you like put on HGTV sometimes because you need to get away from it?
No, I love watching college basketball, and I love getting out and watching high school games. It's unfortunate I don't get to see enough of those, but I'm not a big pro guy. I like watching the Blazers because of Stotts and because of Dame and our familiarity with those guys, but college games, because I'll pick stuff up. I mean, I've picked up a play on an inline out of bounds in an afternoon when I was taking a nap and put it in that night, you know, to help win a game. So it's always good to watch, but I do need to make time to watch, you know, some of the TV shows I like to from time to time. There's
like
not much time, but
what's on
you
your
gotta be able to
what's on your recommendation press. List for what you watch that's non-sports related?
Non-sports related. Well, the latest thing is, what's it called? A Million Different Things or whatever.
Yeah.
My wife likes watching that with me. I like watching the Chicago series, PD, MD, and Fire. Those are some of the mainstays right there.
You watching any Ray Donovan?
Yes. I wasn't going to admit that.
Yeah.
But, Coach Rupp got me hooked on Ray Donovan a couple of years ago.
You need a Ray. Every team needs a Ray Donovan.
You got to have a handler, right?
Yep. You got to have one guy on your team that do the things nobody wants to do, the dirty work. Who's the Ray Donovan on that roster of yours?
You know who it's starting to evolve into is Zach Reichel. You know, guys that, you know, those that knew, understood what he could bring to our team. He's tough. He's gritty. He'll do the dirty work, but the kid can make some plays on the offensive end too. It's kind of nice because Trace was that early on, and he does it as well, but Zach's kind of taken over in that role, which is good to see.
All right. Well, good luck to you. I will see you down the road, and I'm excited for this Pac-12 season. I know everybody's kind of going, hey, the conference, but I think it's going to be really fun to see who comes through it, because it's going to be a battle.
Hey, listen, there's cycles when conferences, I mean, just a few years ago, we had seven teams in the tournament. There's ebbs and flows, and with the transfers, things one and done, things change. And I agree with you. I think it could be one of the more exciting conference races, across the country, and certainly within, you know, the last few years, because just virtually any team can get some momentum and win this thing. So it'll make for an exciting race.
Yeah, sure. And you've got regular season. And then I think in March, the conference tournament is going to have that same feel. It's going to be like, okay, who won the regular season? Great. But there's not a dominant team that I think is assured of, like, oh, you got to get through the Arizona, or you got to get through Oregon, or, you know, UCLA in the years past. I think it's going to be wide open and then wide open again.
No, there's going to be some, and I don't know, early on they might be called surprising, you know, wins, but I think once you shake it out at the end of 18 games, no one's going to be surprised, because anybody can beat you on any given night, and it's going to be the team that really gets the momentum going, can stay healthy. That's always a key. I think he's going to carry it right through the Pac-12 tournament and on into the NCAA tournament, for sure.
Wayne Tinkle, wish you the best.
Always the best. Thanks, buddy.
There you
go.
There he is, Beavers basketball coach. My two biggest thing in sports, next. skier. He went out and tried to ski. What do you think happened?
Is he going to be okay?
ACL. Texted me this morning. I wrote him a lengthy email back with my recommendation. Why have I become the knee consultant? Because I got 3 knee surgeries, and now I feel good. I'm running around. I told him he's got an ACL, so he's going to need a structural repair, that he should still make an appointment with Dr. Riggs at Reflex to go check out PRP, platelet-rich plasma therapy, and stem cell as part of his recovery. Because my brother did the same thing. He had an ACL repair and then did some PRP on top of that. Because when you have a surgery, even when you have a surgery, there is a rehabilitation process where you come out the other side. And if you don't do things right with your physical therapy and potentially some stem cell or PRP therapy, you're still not going to be right. And if you don't have a structural injury, if you just have a knee problem, you should go straight to Reflex. ReflexKnees.com is the website. Dr. Riggs and the team there will help you like they've helped me. You can see my case study by going to ReflexKnees.com. They do a terrific job. They're the best. They're the knee experts. Go see them. Have I made that clear? All right. My 2 at 2.
The 2 at 2.
Well, the bowl era appears to be fractured or possibly over. Oregon Ducks, 7'2" freshman center. According to Matt Prehm of 24/7 Sports,
his season at Oregon is pretty much done. He's basically trying to figure out now if he wants to do his rehab at Oregon and return to Eugene, or if he's going to go somewhere else, probably somewhere warm and somewhere that he can devote, you know, every waking hour to rehabbing his foot to get himself back and prepared for the NBA draft.
The one and done players care more about the done than they do about the one. And I find it interesting that we kind of give them a pass. Like, we say, hey, that's the cost of doing business. But I'm not blaming Bol Bol. He's not alone. But I am saying that the same things that people were mad at Willie Taggart for, using Oregon as a stepping stone, spending 1 year in Eugene, sapping up resources, and then taking off to go chase his dream, isn't that kind of what the one-and-done players are doing? I'm just saying. Maybe potentially you get out of this business if you're Dana Altman. It hasn't worked out. He's frustrated. Players around him are frustrated. Fans are disappointed. If I'm an Oregon fan, I feel like I didn't get what I paid for if I bought tickets to see Oregon Ducks basketball. They open their conference play on Saturday against Oregon State. And Dana Altman's a good enough coach to overcome some of the problems, but not all of them. Damian Lillard joined the Jim Rome show this morning. He talked about working hard and success. My second thing is this Trailblazers season. It's been one of ebbs and flows, and I think it will continue to be that way as long as they remain undecided with their ownership. Paul Allen passed away. Blazers up in the air still. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast of this show.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.